An upholstery shop on the third floor of a century-old factory building in Springfield's South End neighborhood is the first business venture launched by the Wellspring Collaborative. Formed in 2011, it is a unique partnership of large local employers such as hospitals and universities, community groups, labor organizations, nonprofits, and government agencies. Frank Robinson, Executive Director of Partners for a Healthier Community, one of the coordinating organizations, said the goal of Wellspring is to create entry-level jobs and business ownership opportunities for the unemployed and underemployed in Springfield.
We envision a network of cooperatives where folks that are living in our neighborhoods come to work at their own jobs, in their own businesses.
The strategy is to develop worker-owned ventures that can supply the demands for goods and services by the region's big employers, including Bay State Health, UMass Amherst, and Western New England University, according to Fred Rose, co-director of the Wellspring Collaborative.
They buy billions of dollars of goods and services, and we figure less than 10% of it comes from the local economy. So we are building companies to serve that market.
Wellspring is developing worker-owned companies to assure the jobs stay in the city and to give local residents, not faraway investors, the profits from the venture.
That profit-sharing piece is critical to helping people move out of poverty and into really middle-class employment.
Wellspring Upholstery Cooperative started up about 2 months ago and has done about $25,000 in business, including jobs for the Berkshire Dining Commons at UMass Amherst and the mayor's office in Westfield. Evan Cohen, the manager, says there is strong growth potential.
We have an unlimited workforce as long as there are people that are employed, which unfortunately are many. We have people that we can teach, and we've done a market research that says that there's work out there, and we're going to go out for it all over the state.
Three people work at the cooperative now after an apprentice period, during which time they will learn the craft and how to manage the business. They'll become owners. As many as a dozen future owners may be hired in the first year. Bob Demergian said he'd been unemployed for some time and was down on his prospects for landing a job until he saw an ad for the upholstery cooperative. He said he was attracted by the trade and the uniqueness of the Wellspring opportunity.
For me personally, it's a great opportunity to be part of it and also to see it grow for the community and hopefully become something that will provide a lot of great benefits to a lot of people.
Emily Kawano of the Center for Popular Economics said the success of worker-owned cooperatives in such places as Cleveland, Ohio, and Spain prove the business model is a viable economic development strategy.
The whole economic meltdown that started in 2008 really fundamentally shook the confidence of people in the economic model that we have, this mainstream economic model. And people are looking for something different, looking for other ways of providing decent jobs.
Other businesses being explored by Wellspring include a greenhouse to supply fresh fruits and vegetables and a laundry. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.